You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
As promised, it's just about to go 1 o'clock, and in the studio I have with me the fabulous, the one, the only, Anya Kotzuba. Welcome to Zone Radio.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you again, girlfriend.
Yeah.
And, well, since we've last spoken, a lot has happened. You have had your big 5-0.
Yep.
Happy birthday again, sweetie darling.
Oh, thank you.
And then you've been on a lovely little holiday. Quickly, tell us about your holiday.
Yeah.
I'm a bit envious, just a little bit.
Well, I went away from the cold into the warm Mozambique coast. It was absolutely stunning. Swam with dolphins, snorkeled, walked, danced. Yeah,
lekker.
And so it's so important to do these little kind of stepping away from the mundane. Because I've come back with like energy and inspiration.
New vigor.
Yeah.
And to spoil yourself, it's very important.
Yes.
Spoil ourselves now and again. Yeah.
But it's not, I think spoil's the wrong word. Maybe indulge is a better way.
Well, okay.
Because
I like spoil.
No.
I like being spoiled.
Yeah, but you get that spoiled goods thing and you think that you can't spoil yourself. But indulging yourself can give you the chance. If you're in a place of self-fullness, you can share so much more.
Yeah, true. So, yeah. Okay. Well, let's get on past self-indulgence.
Yes.
We are in the month of Gemini.
Yep.
So are we doing a double whammy today, being Gemini? Are we doing two for everyone?
Well, we've got the moon and the sun. We've got the Gemini moon, Gemini sun happening.
Great
so
stuff.
In that way it is two, because it's new moon tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. Tonight's a dark moon. And that's, we were just saying, I feel like, yawning. I just want to crawl back into the sack. And it's... Don't blame it on the weather, but it's also because it's
the phase of the moon that you need to go inward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, it's a double inwardness because we also are in midwinter almost.
Yep.
So that is that feeling of the inward, kind of under the ground, not out in the sunshine.
So, this past weekend, we had quite a busy weekend because we had all the solar flares, solar storms coming in. So the Schumann resonance was spiking at 100 again. We're up on 14 already permanently, which is amazing. And then we also had all the planets, quite a few planets aligning.
Yes.
Which ones was that?
Well, it's Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and then of course the Sun.
Yeah.
And now we've also got the Moon coming into it as well. So like in Gemini.
So it's so powerful energies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you probably would have seen the Mercury and Jupiter more because it would have been nighttime still, whereas the Sun and Venus you can't really see because the Sun would have been too
And apparently
bright.
That was visible with the naked eye on the weekend, but
we
had clouds, so we couldn't really see it here from us. Yeah.
But energetically, it is also strong.
Yeah,
so
you can feel it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So the Venus and the Sun conjunction in Gemini is very much about receptivity, creativity, and love. Hmm. So really sort of shining your love, that sort of heartfeltness, because what is happening is there's a lot of air, Gemini being an air sign and mutable, it's like it's difficult to ground yourself.
Yeah.
So it's important to be in a place of heart.
Yesterday when we were having our meeting, we were chatting about that because a lot of people are feeling still like, you just say now that, but off kilter, off balance, and not spiritually, but even physically off balance.
Yes.
It was up for one last week. My balance was not normal. Yeah.
And then the other thing is worry. So with Jupiter being in Gemini, Jupiter magnifies, and Gemini being the sign of the mind or communication is that overthinker. So it's you tend to make mountains out of molehills or sweat the small stuff. So it's about really just like, just staying present.
Stay grounded.
Yeah.
So give us a quick rundown before we start with a different signs.
Yeah. So, we have already discussed the five planets in Gemini. Mercury and Jupiter conjunctions, big ideas, bigger picture. Yeah. Watch out for worrying, getting lost in the detail, or making mountains out of molehills, like I said. Venus Sun is receptivity, passion, and creativity. And then there's this feeling of needing to adjust. It's almost like anchored to fly. So when you find yourself flying away, come back in. Yeah. So that's where you
remind yourself. Just keep reminding yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So energetically, we are in high air space, which is great to work on communication, networking, objectivity, and seeing the bird's eye view. Watch out for overthinking, promising more than you can deliver, and worrying about the small things that will blow over in time or over intellectualizing things. Yeah. So that's the flavor that is around. There aren't that many hectic things at the moment, thank goodness.
Like we were saying yesterday, yeah. There is massive things happening on a global scale,
yeah.
But people are handling it differently this yes. time. It's almost like we're getting used to it now.
Yeah, so it's like the first time you go into something, there's that feeling of like, I don't know the language, I don't know the rhythm,
it's
I don't
a
know.
Shock
the,
almost.
Yeah, so physically and emotionally, you might feel out of
kilter.
Out of kilter, yeah. But now it's almost like you're prepared for it. So you can adjust to it.
Because people are taking stuff in their stride at the moment. And there is huge development on a global scale that affects all of us.
Yes.
Politics and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Even geologically, the earth is moving and she's shaking and doing things. And But people aren't spinning out like they usually would.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, fantastic.
It is. Yeah. And Mars has been in its own sign, which has also been good. So Mars in Aries is very much the ability to move things. But it's going into Taurus on the 9th. So that's a bit like a sports car going onto a gravel road.
Ooh.
So remember not to speed.
A little bumpy ride coming along.
Well, not really bumpy. Only bumpy if you're speeding.
Okay.
So just
slow
like...
slow down.
Go into the endurance rather than into the speed.
Go for the long ride. Yeah. Cruise along.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I find it a very interesting time, and every single person that I've been talking to, it's amazing how people are waking up to the energies that's coming in to our planet.
Yeah.
Where a couple of months ago, still 2-3 months ago, people would they still look at you funny when you talk about this. Mm. Now, people that was never into it before are starting to say, listen, there's something going on. Every month there's more. And more and more. There's a huge consciousness shift happening on the planet. And the planets obviously has a huge part to play in that. Prove to us every month.
Yeah. Well, I'm working with it every day. So I also look at the energies for the day. And before coming here to see you, I went through what was going on. And what we're dealing with now is high air and mutable. So then if you know the two things, like if you know it's going to be cloudy and rainy, then you adjust to the weather. So it's the same with energy. So when it's mutable, it means there's lots of things happening. So just almost like learn how to multitask or don't have too many balls in the air because you're going to drop one.
Yeah.
So
one of our listeners says she feels uncomfortable in her own skin and it's like she's waiting to exhale and it's an awful feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's very much that air energy again. Air is about breath.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling that you're taking too much in, pause. And then release what needs to go. Delegate what you can so that you have your hands free to be able to be where you are and catch what you need
to
catch.
The whole of last week I was walking around with this feeling on my heart chakra, like a pressure, almost like something wanting to come out.
Yes.
And usually when I get that feeling, there's a massive shift. The last time that happened was when we had the earthquake.
Yes.
2 days before the earthquake. And so I was waiting for something big to happen, but nothing happened this time. And it just sort of dissolved over the last few days. Quietly by itself.
Yeah. So the earthquake one, I think, was in the earth sign when everything was on earth. But in an air sign, it's much more about ideas and about communication. Uh-huh. So there might be something that someone needs to express or communicate or say that is holding heavy on their heart.
Mm.
So the release of that can be a way of doing it. Another way that I like to do when I'm feeling I'm carrying too much is I climb up the mountain and get the bird's eye view. I've got fresh air from being outside, and then I see the bigger picture. And then I can come back down in and then be back again, anchored to fly. That's today's little title.
People want to know what's happening with their own star signs. So let's hit it.
So because Gemini is very strong and it's linked to communication and it's the new moon, we're working with intentions still. So each of the signs is going to be about intentions linked to your sign. So Aries is watch out for speeding. The road is changing to gravel and you need to drive slower and focus on endurance rather than speed. Watch out for biting off more than you can chew in the eagerness to make things happen. Communication is the tool to keep things clear. It's set to writing or communicating something, networking or messaging someone significant. So the intention for Aries is very much about the communication tool itself.
Yeah.
So Taurus is brooding or suffering in silence will not shift things. Communicate your needs and take a step into the circle. Waiting will just prolong the agony. Value yourself enough to communicate your needs and create the good boundaries needed to avoid people misusing your kind heart. intention setting linked to valuing yourself and communicating your needs. Mars will be moving into the sign of Taurus. So it's about action now.
Okay.
Gemini, you are on fire and your versatile nature can be jumping in many directions. Pause for a moment and allow these deeper intuitive thoughts to settle. Focus is important right now to direct yourself back onto your path. Intention setting is, what do I need to share or say that will make me be seen or witnessed? Cancer, gather your thoughts and quietly find a place to process them. There may be many distractions that are pulling you away from what you need to do. Find a quiet moment to release the thoughts and emotions that need to go and call in a clear intention for the new moon phase, which starts tomorrow. Writing in the sand and letting the waves wash it away is a nice little release exercise that you can do. It shows the transientness of things. With Leo, now is the time to network your ideas, intentions, or any information you wish to open up to the larger community. Intention setting is to create the opportunity to be seen and heard by initiating the process. Ask and you shall receive. Send all the pigeons out into the air and trust that the right one will return with the message you need. Virgo, try not to make mountains out of molehills in the fear that you don't have all your ducks in order with in the chaos. Oh, sorry. That you don't have all your ducks in the perfect row. Now is not the time of objective discernment. It is the time to find your order within the chaos by planting the seeds of intention specifically in the line of work of being seen in the work that you can do. Write down your ideals and set an intention with your strengths in mind and then let go and allow for things to unfold. So it's very much a time of trusting in the process. Libra. An opportunity to explore or learn something new may come your way. Keep an open mind and become curious. This is your chance to grab an opportunity that can make your circle bigger and teach you something new. Ask for what you need to know. Doors can open for you and the information can bring clarity. Scorpio. The investigator in you comes alive as new information opens up in an interesting field. This may be linked to finance or something you are researching. Try not to control the outcome, but rather stay curious and courageous in seeing how things unfold. So unfolding is a big theme, and communication is a big theme because of the releasing the old and the new coming in.
For all of us, right across the spectrum.
Sagittarius, objectivity is the focal point as the intensity of the planetary energies align in your opposite sign, which can activate in external ways, particularly in your key relationships, both in business and in your personal ones. If you are feeling frustrated or confused or triggered by someone, pause for a moment and calmly write down what you want to communicate rather than impulsively just reacting. Capricorn, you may feel like the treadmill has sped up faster than you intended and suddenly the road changes and you need to adjust your pace to handle these changes. Regulate things to stay in balance. Just because you are good at what you do doesn't mean you need to carry it all on your shoulders. Communicate, delegate, and consolidate things where you can. Aquarius, the best ideas come through innovation. Give yourself the chance to play with a few ideas rather than settle too quickly for a conventional solution. Now is the time to plant the seed and not to reap the results until you have a clearer idea of what it is you are working with. New love, new ideas, new creative projects can be conceived over this period. And Pisces, it is easy to feel overwhelmed by the many ideas or fast-paced information that is flying around. There's a card from a deck I use that is titled Anchored to Fly. This is what you need to feel, help to feel centered and present in handling the airy, mutable energy that is flying around. And I'd like to share that a little bit of the card with you. Here's a little extract. With the energy of what is happening at this moment, trying to escape the world by hovering above it doesn't help us bring our dreams to life. To transform these ideas into reality, we need to be grounded. This means putting in the time and the effort for the practical steps towards our goals. Feet on the ground and head in the stars.
Nice. I like that. Listen, you share that little water ritual again. I like my rituals, yes. And I think people do not have enough rituals.
Yes.
We've forgotten how important ritual is in our life.
Yeah.
Now, I've got rituals in my home, And you're a water baby. We were talking yesterday. That's why you use water.
Yes.
I'm into sound, obviously. Yes, my rituals, sure. Obviously, is fire and sound. I'm a fire sign and sound. That's the two things I use mostly. But share that little ritual with us again.
So the releasing ritual of writing whatever is, it can be something that is angering you, triggering you, or that you feel like you need to release.
Yes.
And so you write it in the sand in its fullest form.
Yeah.
And then you allow the waves to wash it away. And it gives you that feeling of transientness, feeling of it will go, and it's the rhythm of time.
Cool, I like that.
Yeah,
I'll go try that. And also, then you're out in nature, you get to go to the beach. Yeah, so my double whammy.
So the fire one is great, but it's much more physical, and and right now it feels like the air and the water and the earth are the ones that we need to work with.
Yeah, that's for you. You're a water baby. I'm still going to do my fire tomorrow.
Sure.
I write it down on paper, then I burn it. Yeah.
And then you write in your intentions too.
Yeah.
And you burn that too for non-attachment.
Especially tomorrow being the full moon. It's intention setting.
Well,
but it's the theme, right through this, take it easy, but there's a great possibilities to create new.
Yeah.
But the seed
really feels like it's in your power. It's not in the external kind of it's going to happen for you. But you need to plant the seed, and that's the important part.
So a little overview.
Tomorrow
is
the 6-6
portal, big one, and this is not just any portal, but it's a triple whammy.
Yeah, you could say so with the 2-4 being a 6 as well.
Another 6. So, 6-6-6. Yeah. Don't get any funny ideas out there. If people are superstitious, it's not the mark.
No, because then you could actually add in the 2024, and then it's actually an 8. But anyway, 6 actually is the, I mean, because all the planets have numbers too, and 6 is Venus, and Venus is values.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's, you see that? Da, lirik, no, it's neat. Every planet has got a different number.
Yes. So the one is Sun. I mean, there's two. Yeah.
Ooh.
And then you go through them like that. So energetically, the numbers also align with the planets.
No, do know. I've just learned something about. Oh, wow. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to check that out so I can know exactly which planet has got what number. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. Daar leer ons iets nuut. Fantastic.
And then, and then we've got the solstice coming up.
Yeah, the 22nd,
21st. Yeah, 21st-ish. Yeah. And that is very much for us in the south. It's the shortest day and the longest night. So it's the changeover.
Yay!
So I mean, back in the day when astrology was used as a timing, where the sunrise was the beginning of the day and the sunset was the beginning of the night, and then you got the moon, new moon being the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
So the solstices add into that too. It's like the end of a season, all of. You're going into a new, kind of the longer days for us.
Yeah.
So it changes the energy.
There's light at the end of the tunnel then. Yay. Because our nights is very long at the moment.
Well, nothing compared to the north. I mean, they have it much more than us.
Who wants to live in the north? I'm happy. Yeah, in the dirty, very deep happy, south. Yes, this is my home and it's gorgeous.
Yes.
So a little overview, Anya.
Yeah, so the overview right now, I think, is very much about just coming back in. When you're feeling that everything's too much, when you got the overwhelm, ground yourself into the present, pause, become the movie director rather than entangled in the movie.
You're your own creator.
Yeah, so I think it's objectivity and realizing that when things are very all over the place, the way to detangle, like imagine yourself like tangled in knots, is to do one thread at a time and slowly just...
It's winter after all. We're supposed to be hibernating, so don't be too hard on yourself. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Do it gently.
And for those that are into doing the moon rituals, tonight is a great time to do the release work, and tomorrow is about intention setting.
And then the new moon tomorrow on the portal, will that intensify the energies?
Well, the intensifying is not only because of the portal, it's also because of the five planets in Gemini. So it is very big. And that's why I was basically repeating myself a lot in communication. So communicating from an intuitive place rather than from a logical or external place. It's not about reading up on what's right. Go with what is within you.
What feels
right.
Okay. And then finally, people want to get hold of you.
Yeah, so Astro Anya, you can find me on my website, .co.za, Astro Anya. and or on Instagram or Facebook. And yeah, I'm part of a fundraising thing for Komiki this weekend for KRRA, which is a fundraiser for the community.
Yeah.
And I'm putting a voucher in for a reading. So it's 50 Rand for a raffle ticket. And there are lots and lots of different prizes.
But a free reading with you is the big one.
Well, that's where I can help.
Yeah. Excellent.
So the right person can get that one. But
fantastic.
Yeah. So you can get hold of that online. I think it's through KRRA or in Komiki, Green Room or one of those places.
Excellent. Anya, thank you so much once again for joining us here on Zone Radio. Thanks. And I look forward to next month already.
Yeah, great.
Have a great one.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.